The Office for Emergency Management presents James Cagney and Edward Arnold in For Us, the Living.
It is night on the outskirts of a New England town. The buildings of a new factory seem like tremendous tin cracker boxes as they squat on a vast stretch of marshland. Their windows are bright, and floodlights play on the grounds. But high above, on the top of a nearby hill overlooking this new factory, a boy and a girl stand in the darkness.
Dan?
Yeah?
Why do you always come up here?
Oh, I guess because I used to come here with my old man.
Well, why did he come?
Nobody shoves you around up here. My old man didn't like being shoved around. That's why he got it right in the chest. Yeah, a guy can think up here. It's quiet.
Mm-hmm. I can hear them testing the motors down there at the factory.
You certainly got good ears, honey.
The defense rally is next week. Let's go together.
Not me.
Oh, please.
I vote one unanimous no.
But I want to see the K-41 take off.
Why, it looked just like the K-38 and the K-39.
I helped build that plane, Dan. Even if all I did was paint a stencil on the fuselage.
All right, I'll have them give you a medal.
Hey, don't you work in that factory, too? Don't you want to cheer with the other men when they give it the gun? When it goes up?
All right, so it's fast, so it flies, all right.
There's more to it than that.
Yeah, 7 vice presidents will make 7 speeches about how all of us got jobs to do for democracy.
Oh, who cares about speeches?
And I don't like pink ice cream and cake either.
But we built that plane.
So what?
Oh, I don't understand you, Dan. I always
all
thought
right,
you were...
All right, I'll hand it to you straight. No holds barred.
Yeah, I'd like that.
You're falling for a lot of hooey. K-41, rallies, sacrifices...
It's not hooey.
Why should we go to the rally and cheer our fool heads off? There's no advantage in it for us.
Advantage? Is that all your job means to you?
Yes, just so many bucks a week for 5,000 guys in my local. Got any better offers?
I bet your shop will be there to see that plane take off.
I'm calling a meeting of the shop committee. They listen to me.
You're not going to tell the boys not to go.
Sure.
Oh, Dan, you mustn't.
Now, let's not scrap, honey.
Well, then come with me next week.
No, no. He'd roll over in his grave if I went to that rally.
Who?
My old man.
How do you know how he'd feel?
We were pals.
Yes, but what makes you so sure that he'd...
My old man could smell a phony a mile off, and this whole package tied with a red, white, and blue ribbon is a phony. Open it up and you'll find a Scabs blackjack addressed to us. My old man used to say, kid, they're out to get you.
Times change.
A union button doesn't. My old man got his right in the chest at Passaic. He was only 40 years old when he died, but... He'd spent half his time organizing, landing behind bars, getting kicked around, watching his pals get their skulls bashed in.
I know, Dan, I know.
My old man got a bullet in the lung so that guys like me might get our share at last. And what are we getting? A hand-engraved, gilt-edged invitation to play big brother to the whole cockeyed world.
No, Dan, but...
There's nothing to cheer about. Prices hitting the stratosphere, rents going up, everybody getting theirs except us. Be seen down there with you waving a flag? No thanks. I'm nobody's sucker. I know what the score is.
All right. That's that.
What are you doing?
So long.
Oh, now, don't be sore at me, honey. Just because
Skip
we...
it.
But, Claire, you and me. Claire, come back here, will you? Oh, gee.
Dan.
Who's that? Can't see you, mister. It's too dark. Can't see you.
It's no use trying, Dan.
Well, what is this? Where are you?
Take it easy. It's just me, son. Remember?
Holy mother.
Don't be scared.
Dad.
That's right.
Dad!
Sure.
Oh. You know, it kind of knocks the wind out of you. No one here but me and
Take
yet...
Take it easy, son. Take it easy.
Oh, I'm sure glad to hear your voice.
Of course you are.
How'd you know I'd be here?
Oh, I just knew.
I always come here when I feel...
Like you do now? I know.
Yeah, well, why haven't you talked to me before?
You know, I never liked to interfere with you unless you needed your nose wiped.
And I need it now?
Yep.
Why?
She was right, Dan.
You mean Claire?
Yeah, she was right.
About what?
Oh, you know.
And you heard us, huh?
I was standing right here all the time. I hate to be a busybody, but...
We never had a fight before. She was off base.
And you're the one who's tagged. 3 strikes and out for you, son.
You mean she was right about the rally?
And other things.
But I was just doing what I thought you'd have me do.
I never told you to turn back on a fight.
I'm still in there fighting.
I don't mean that little fight.
You told me that was the only fight worth fighting.
That's a bantamweight compared to the challenger you boys have on your hands.
Oh, wait. I don't get this. I've been taking up where you left off, telling my pals to keep fighting for rights.
Sure, but that fight's almost over, Dan.
Says who?
Says a tired ghost, and he's here to tell you so.
No, no. Have you been paid yet for getting a slug in your chest?
Sure. Collective bargaining in the law, isn't it?
Yes, but...
That was worth my exit. Labor's not a kid in short pants anymore. Stop thinking its shirt tails are hanging out. It's got hair on its chest. It's strong.
But we're not done licking the guys who...
Take that chip off your shoulder and put it on the other. There's a bigger fight right now for you than I ever had.
You sound like she does.
She's right.
Oh, you're being fooled just like she is.
You forget. I've got nothing to lose anymore. Now, Dan, I know when a working guy is up against it. And we're all up against it right now.
Yeah, sure. The old story. Profit and loss and our loss.
Oh, no, no, no. A new story that started when a phony Caesar tried to step on working men all over Europe.
Well, what's that got to do with us here?
That's your fight, Dan. No.
What a laugh. All I've left is the ghost of a love who's turned her back on me and an old man of a ghost who sounds like a lousy scab.
I'm sorry, Dan. I had to do that.
Do what?
I hit you.
I didn't feel it. But it's okay if you'll just go away as quick as you came. Now go away, will you?
No, no. You've got to understand,
go
Dan.
Go away. Beat it. I didn't ask you to come.
Okay, son.
Oh, Dad. Dad. Dad, where are you? I didn't mean that. Oh, Dad, come on back, will you?
Come in.
Hello, Claire.
Hello, Dan.
I've been trying to see you every lunchtime at the second gate.
Have you?
Yeah, I wanted to patch things up. You know, that wasn't us up on the hill last week.
That was us, all right.
No, no, we can't stay sore at each other.
Poor Dan. You won't even face the fact that I walked out on you.
But you and me, we go together like twin motors.
There's been a crack-up.
Look, just because we...
Yes, just because. Didn't you call a meeting for the shop committee tonight?
Yes, but I wanted to see you afterwards.
I'm very sorry. I have a date.
Well, tomorrow.
Tomorrow is the rally. Or don't you remember?
Claire.
Yeah.
You're not the only one who figures I'm all wrong. Yeah, there are others. Others I'm fond of, too, who sort of agree with you. Yeah, I'm in the minority, but definitely.
Dan, don't you see? I can't string along with a man who figures to play his cards close and bet only on himself and his partners. Dan, don't you see? Don't you
understand? No. Forget it.
The door's unlocked.
All right. All right.
Dan. Dan, stop a minute.
Dad. Are you dead?
Right here on the stairs with you.
Oh, I'm glad you came back, Dad.
Let's you and me go down the street.
I called a meeting. It's right down the block.
I'll join you. So you're going to tell the boys in your shop to skip the rally, huh?
Let's you and me not talk about that.
You can't do it, Dan.
Nobody's stopping me.
I am.
You better make it fast. I can only half a block. The meeting's over there.
Stop walking, Dan. Stop walking. I got something to show you. I hope you can take it.
What are you talking about?
Come with me. Look over there.
Well, say... Say, where are we?
Don't you know these men?
They're from my local. They're the men who work in the plant with me.
Yes, right.
But they're so much older and out on their feet. They look all in. What's the matter?
See if they recognize you.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Dan.
Hello, Dan.
You look fit as a fiddle, Dan. How do you manage?
I can't take 70 hours a week anymore. I'm licked. 70 hours?
Yeah. Some say, well, I'll be working 80 hours a week next year. If we're still going.
80 hours? Well, that's not legal.
You're always one for a laugh, Dan.
You heard about Pete? They called it an accident. He fell asleep at the machine.
God, I'm hungry. Meat, only once a week, and no coffee at all. I can't take it.
But we were heading for better hours and better wages. Where are they? Where are they?
At the bottom of the ocean with the British fleet. Well, so long, Dan.
So long, Dan.
Dad.
Yeah?
When did they get licked over there?
A long time ago.
And we're all alone?
Nothing but
at sharks.
What chance have we?
Listen.
Oh. What a flock of planes. Dad! They're not all planes!
No, watch!
They're flying over Claire's house!
Oh, there's the K-41 over there. I can't wait till she takes off.
Oh, boy. What a big crowd. Say, this is my idea of a real rally.
I'll see. Oh, Joe, have you seen Dan today?
No.
Well, what did he say at the meeting last night?
Well, he never showed up.
What?
No, we guys all waited, but no Dan.
Well, that's funny. I thought he... Oh, Joe, look.
Huh?
Over there by the speaker stand.
Dan?
Yeah. He looks sick.
Come on, let's go over.
Yeah. Dan!
Say, Dan!
Oh, hello. Hello, Claire. Hello, Joe. Where have you been, Dan? Up on the hill all night, thinking.
Say, is that Fredericks, the general manager up there on the platform?
Yeah, sure.
Gotta see him.
What are you doing?
Mr. Fredericks! Fredericks!
Why, hello, Dan. I say, you look like you've seen a ghost.
I want to talk to the boys.
Well, I'll put you on the speaker's list.
Oh, no, right now. Give me a lift up.
Okay. All of you know Dan Shepard, Assembly Division, Chairman of Shop Committee 75. He wants to say something. It's all yours, Dan.
Yeah. Listen, everybody.
We've got to work together.
We've got to work together. All of us. Every mother's son of us. We've got to turn out not just K-41 or K-42.
But millions.
You hear that out there? But millions of these babies. Or else. Do you get that? Or else.
How's that, Dad? That's telling him, boy. Now you're on your own.